Independent MP Francis Bedford has proposed a radical overhaul of our state's ambulance system. Ms. Bedford's proposal would follow the lead of states such as Queensland, Tasmania and New South Wales in taking the cost of ambulance care away from the individual who receives it. Such a system would theoretically make ambulances more accessible to low-income earners, many of whom have cited cost as a significant factor in not using these services in the past. She joins us on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Ms. Bedford.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, how much does an ambulance cost at the moment?
Well, this all initially started when someone came to see us because they received, a $1,000 bill. So it's between $800 and $900 from what I can gather, depending on the individual case. So we began thinking it's really, really hard for people who are having emergencies. Some people are reluctant to ring an ambulance and drive themselves to hospital when something terrible is happening, which, of course, is not safe, and we don't want them to risk their own safety and other people's as well. And then we began to look at other states and saw that other states were able to manage to make this available to their residents free of charge. And then we began to look at how that happened. And so we've asked for the government to have a committee set up to have a look at how South Australia might extend the same rights that other Australians currently enjoy.
Now, why is the cost so high at the moment?
Well, I guess it's like anything. If you have a motor accident or anything to do with work cover, the cost goes up significantly. I mean, clearly it doesn't cost $900 for the petrol to drive, but you've got to maintain the paramedics and the service and the ambulance and the whole system. So what we wanted to look at is that this is join the ambulance subscription scheme, which is a sort of nominal low cost, you're covered, and then if you pay an extra subscription rate, you're covered throughout Australia because our ambulance subscription scheme only covers you through the state. And that actual price doesn't cover the whole system in any case because the government already subsidises it. So we wanted to have a complete look at how we might guarantee that people have the ability to have the ambulance ride without the big glue afterwards at a time when they're usually very sick and often in circumstances where they don't have $1,000 up their sleeve to look after it. It's not as radical as it sounds, and people are beginning to say, well, they'll bring an ambulance for a prescription or a free ride to hospital. This isn't what happens in other states. Clearly, some people might try to do something like that. But if a paramedic comes to help you, they're going to be able to say if it's an emergency or not. I would believe that the committee would look at that. And if you call an ambulance in a frivolous fashion, you'd still get a bill, wouldn't you?
Now, what would your proposed system look like for this overhaul?
Well, I mean, I'm not in charge of designing the system. That's why we've called for a committee. And I know people go, a committee, yawn, what will happen after that? But you would hope that people would be able to gather evidence, look at what other states do, and come up with something that's suitable. Now, around Australia, all states do all things differently, or usually differently, and that's a beautiful worry, I know, but there's really no point in saying a New South Wales system would work here, because clearly there's millions more people in New South Wales that cover that sort of subscription scheme in the first place. So we'd have to look at something that worked for South Australia, but also took the worry away from people who are genuinely sick or have a terrible accident and need transportation. And that sort of help immediately, which is an ambulance, not wondering whether they can afford the ambulance trip before they make that call, that vital call.
Do you have any estimations yet as to how much this scheme is likely to cost and how it will be funded?
No, again, I know that sounds like I haven't done anything, but of course that's a sort of an actuarial type of role. So there'd be bean counters like that somewhere who would be able to crunch those numbers much, much easier than I can in my little suburban office with half of that researcher. So that's why, again, we've asked for a committee to have a look at it. The sensible alternative to having a guesstimate, we will get someone to do that.
We're speaking with Frances Bedford, MP, about her proposal for free ambulance cover for the state. Now, as you mentioned before, there are systems like this in place in other states, but they wouldn't be a perfect fit for our own. What sort of problems have you identified maybe in those other states' systems that we wouldn't want to transpose into our own?
Replicate? Well, none in particular. as I said, the main problem for us is South Australia is a small state. And again, it's not free ambulance altogether. It's free for emergency services. So we would have to tailor a system here in South Australia that works for the most number of people. One of the big issues that faces everybody is healthcare. And if we can take just one element of that away, the worry away for people, particularly our older residents, because as our population ages, we're going to have a larger cohort of people who suffer from heart attacks or strokes or other have falls at home. And we need to look at ways we can make that sort of a cost of living pressure, if you like, take that worry away from people who are working really hard and doing it tough, who need to have health care as one of the things that's taken away as a problem for them.
And how much support do you currently have from your fellow members of Parliament for this proposal?
I think it would be fair to say lots of people think it's a great idea, and but I'm not sure, and that's again why we're having a committee. But I think one of the other things we have to think about is, as a community, what do we expect as a service from our government? And if other states can provide this service for their residents, why is it that people in South Australia should be treated any differently? And I think this is another reason why the way the Federation works is something that we should look at, because at the bottom of everything that's going on in Australia at the moment is how Federation treats us. So why should South Australian citizens not be able to enjoy the same sorts of rights in healthcare, in education, in aged care, and anything that other states enjoy simply because of the geographical area that we're in? We're either in a federation or we aren't.
Now, as you mentioned, this could definitely be a really fantastic thing for people who are suffering from medical emergencies. Obviously, it doesn't discriminate medical emergencies. What's the next step to sort of pushing this through and making this a reality for South Australians?
Well, the committee. We have to make sure we examine it and take in evidence. People have said, we're going to have more emergencies. We aren't going to have more emergencies. It's going to be the same number of emergencies because, as we've said, if someone has a genuine emergency, we can't ignore them. We can't leave them where they are. I think the evidence will be compelling that South Australians need to have something, and there needs to be a mechanism found to supply it for South Australians, to provide it for us. If people believe that their taxes are being spent on things that are worthwhile, and I think it's something that people are happy about. I mean, they just don't trust politicians or governments to do what they say with the money, and I think this would be a great way of showing people that this sort of thing does happen. It can be looked at and it can be put in place for them, and then it's one worry they don't actually have because the system actually does work.
Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on further developments, and we're looking forward to seeing what the findings of the committee are. Frances, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest. Bye.
That's Frances Bedford, MP, joining us to discuss her proposal for free ambulance cover for emergencies.